A Palestinian has killed amid fresh Israeli attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip in the occupied West Bank. Israeli warplanes have targeted several areas in the Gaza Strip, including the city of Khan Yunis. The Israeli jets also pounded several Hamas training camps. At least four Palestinians, including three children, were injured in the attacks. In the West Bank, Israeli forces attacked Jalazun camp north of Ramallah and the city of Tul Karam. The attack left one Palestinian dead and several others injured. Israeli forces also arrested a number of Palestinians, including three top lawmakers in the city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, Mr. David Duke, joining us from Washington. Dr. Duke, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. First of all, I'd like to get your perception of these continual aggressive attacks by the Israelis carried out against the people of Gaza and against Palestinians in the West Bank.
It's really unbelievable. The idea of firing a missile into a house, hurting and harming children, is crazy. I'm opposed to any sort of terrorism. I don't care whether it's the Israelis or the Palestinians. Terrorism is wrong. But if the Israelis are justifying what they're doing because children have died or people have been kidnapped, the Israelis have killed 10 times more Palestinians, more Lebanese, more Jordanians, more Syrians, more all the people of the Middle East, Egyptians, than anything that they've done against Israel. There's no justification for it. At some point, this cycle of violence has to stop, and I think Israel's got a responsibility to absolutely restore the Palestinians to their rightful place. They were kicked out of their homes. It's not only the West Bank that's occupied. The truth is, even Israel is occupied, and that's the occupied. That's the bottom line, and that's what people seem to forget.
Dr. Duke, you say that the cycle of violence has to stop, and the Israeli aggressions must come to a halt. The main question is, what has to happen to get the international community and to get rights groups to muster enough strength to confront the Israelis and actually get them to answer to these aggressive acts? Our correspondent that we spoke to in our previous broadcast, he believes that there's an international conspiracy of silence against the Israeli aggression. Do you see it in that light as well?
Well, if you want to know the fundamental answer to it, the fundamental answer to it is for the European nations and for America and the other Western nations, including Canada, Australia, and other nations around the world, to overthrow the Jewish extremists, the Jewish supremacists, that's the word for it, who dominate our politics, they control our campaign financing, they control our media, and they control our banking institutions. And until you break that power, it's not a problem simply of Jews in Israel who are committing these acts of violence. They are supported by a network of Jewish supremacists, Jewish racists. That's the right word for it. Israel is a racist state. There's no way to get around that fact, absolutely. And that network, but the reason why Israel has that kind of power is because they have a network and they're influencing and ruling over and absolutely blackmailing and controlling politically other states, other nations. And the defeat of Eric Cantor and the Republican Party in Virginia is a very great sign, though. The American people, the Canadian people, the European people have the power to rise up if they just realize that they do. The Jewish extremist power is based on illusion. So how do we stop these things? I mean, we start talking about real human rights. I mean, Israel's violated all kinds of United Nations regulations and resolutions. In fact, some that America signed. But we have not demanded that Israel do that. We should be having sanctions against Israel, not sanctions against Iran. Israel is a true nuclear rogue state. Israel is the true terrorist state in the world. In fact, Israel's even committed terrorism against America. So I feel for those Palestinian children who've been horribly maimed or hurt by these bombs. Thousands were harmed in the Operation Cast Lead, right. Gaza. We got to stand up against that on a worldwide basis. Well, you have to overthrow Jewish power in the international media to do that. DavidDuke.com has more information on it.
Thank you very much. Dr. David Duke, former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, joining us from Washington. Sir, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.